KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A Durban South family says they are frantically searching for an elderly relative who's been missing for nearly 2 weeks. Kunsami Govinda was last seen on CCTV footage in Yellowwood Park, dressed in a black jacket and blue jeans. Montclair police have confirmed they're looking for the 74-year-old.
His distraught family have called upon searches daily and hope that someone will assist with information that can aid in finding him safely.
Dawn Gowden from Renegade Search and Rescue is speaking on behalf of the family. She says Govinda was recently spotted in Ispingo.
It was documented by eyewitnesses that he was in the vicinity of the river mouth area in Ispingo Beach. Mr. Govinda has no medical conditions.
The Service Providers Association in KZN says some suppliers from the National School Nutrition Program are still owed payments from the previous financial year. KZN Education says 78% of payments were made last month, but a new financial system caused glitches that delayed the rest. Frustrated by the delays, the group staged a sit-in protest on Monday at district offices across the province. The association's Thabang Mncwabe says technical difficulties are not an excuse.
We are still concerned that it calls for service providers to feed learners without being paid for months and stage sit-ins before they get paid. We really don't appreciate shifting a blame to a system failure that only operates and works when service providers stage a sit-in. So it means there is a problem that needs to be resolved, an issue of competence.
KZN Education's Muzi Mahlambi says outstanding payments will be made by the end of this week.
On payment of the remainder of 22% of the unpaid school nutrition service providers, that the run yesterday on the 6th of May was successful, and they will receive their payments on the 9th of May, which is this Friday.
In other news, Mia Le Roux has withdrawn from the Miss Super National 2025. Miss South Africa has issued a statement saying the reigning beauty queen will no longer participate in the competition that's set for June in Poland. And further afield, a Kenyan court has fined four people, including two Belgian teenagers, more than 128,000 rand for attempting to smuggle thousands of live ants out of the country. The case has received considerable attention after the Kenyan Wildlife Service accused the four of engaging in biopiracy. The suspects all pleaded guilty to possession of the ants, but denied seeking to traffic them. Possession of any wildlife specimen or trophy without a permit is a criminal offence in Kenya. The top story this hour, a Durban South family says they're frantically searching for an elderly relative who's been missing for nearly 2 weeks. 78-year-old Kunsami Govinda was last seen in Yellowwood Park dressed in a black jacket and blue jeans. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kay.